Yo, 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 what's going on, y'all? We're back for another episode of Winning State of Mind. First off, I just want to say shout out, Courtney. I'm so sorry I haven't changed my logo. I don't know if you even listen to these podcasts, but Courtney Nguyen, if y'all have gotten the opportunity to meet her, she's a really awesome person, really talented in creating designs, and I keep forgetting to swap out my logo that she created for me, so I apologize right now. But if you ever need to get any sort of service for any sort of design, I would definitely recommend Courtney Nguyen. Please reach out to me if you want her contact info, and I can make that happen. Also want to address the title of this episode, and I'm just going to say it because I am driving again, and I figured that I might as well produce some content when I have opportunities like this. So the title of this episode will be called Lost and Confused, I think. And the reason for that is because that's where I'm at now, but not completely. More like 80% lost and like maybe 70% confused, but like there's like a solid 30% of like, okay, well, I have this amount of clarity, and like a 20% of like, okay, I think I still need to be going in this direction. So if y'all have felt that way at all, just lost or confused or any sort of percentage combination of both, I get it. And there's room in this boat right now. If y'all are in this time in this season, there's room. And I got some paddles for you. I don't know where the boat is going, so I just gotta be completely honest. I don't know where the boat is going, but we're going somewhere. That's all I know. And somewhere better. And for y'all that are struggling to find that fire to keep on pushing on, something that I realized that's holding me back is my lack of positivity in this season. And just overall extreme want for the best that I can imagine and the best that I can have. And the reason why I feel that way, I'm realizing this now, is because I don't feel like I'm doing what I should be doing. What should I be doing? Well, that's a good question. And I'm glad you asked. I really don't know. I don't know what I should be doing, but I know things that I want to be doing. And for those that don't know, I am currently unemployed. So getting a job, I mean, that's definitely something I should be doing, right? But how much effect do I have in getting a job aside from applying, aside from building a resume, aside from building myself a website, aside from reaching out to people? You know what I mean? Like, I just kind of feel like where you end up, regardless, is going to happen partially outside of your control. And it might even be more than partially, to be completely honest, because I could have the most qualifications, right? Out of any candidate, I could talk an amazing game, just show myself and demonstrate my eloquence, my diction, and my quality of character to this recruiter. And it could still not be enough. And I could still be overqualified, or I could still not have enough experience. There could still be reasons that you're not meant to be at that place. Now, in terms of are you meant to be there or not, like, is it destiny? That's a whole different sort of conversation. And I kind of go back and forth on that. Just how much ability we have to really impact and change our lives, right? And that's not saying that if you want to be a financial advisor or if you want to be a race car driver, that you can't do it and that you just might not be meant to do it. Because to be honest, I think that's bullshit. I think that you can do whatever you put your mind to, and I think that you can get there. It might just be in a different way. It might not be as easy as the next person or someone that's already established in that industry that has a different story than you. But I believe that it's complete and utter bullshit that there is something that you cannot do in this world. I just think it comes down to you don't want it that bad enough. Like, that's what I honestly think. And I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a stubborn prick, but you're not going to convince me otherwise that, oh, humanity is limited. Well, yes, we're limited in being gods. We're limited in living forever, but we can get as close to those things as we can, and why not try, right? Like, the goal is not to live forever, but it's to live, it's to create something. Let me say that properly, right? And shout out Jake Wilson for saying this again, because that guy, Taylor something films, a big inspiration of Jake Wilson, who's on my podcast. If y'all haven't listened to that episode, please check that out. That's a really great one. And Jake Wilson is somebody that I had the honor and privilege to meet, because that man has a lot going for him. I tell you, really creative and has an amazing eye, just for aesthetics, period. But he read this quote to me and it really impacted my life. And it said, the goal is not to live forever, but to create something that does. And I think that's the issue with a lot of humans, period. And I think that kind of attributes to the lost factor, right? Is that we're not creating, we're only consuming, right? So it's like, okay, well, picture it like this. If I sit you down at a table and I give you a plate and I say, hey, sit here and wait, right? You're gonna ask me, well, why? I'm gonna be like, okay, just wait, I'm gonna tell you. So then I go and I get some food and I say, all right, the purpose that I sat you down here is so that you can eat all this food that I'm about to put on your plate. And you say, okay, that makes sense. I mean, logic, right? Like, there's food that can fit on this plate and I can eat all of it. Cool. It's good food that I like. Cool. I need to eat. I need to survive. Cool. Makes sense. I'm good. So you eat all the food. And then after you eat the food, you ask me, what's next? And then I say, you tell me. What's your answer? What's your answer, right? If all I had for you was to consume, right? I'm going to say, all right, what's next? You're going to have to figure that out for yourself. That can be getting up, leaving, going back home, consuming some more, which is watching Netflix, eating more food, eating snacks if you want to, consuming, just anything. Or you can go home and create, right? The point is, consumption means you're running out of whatever it is that you're consuming. So whether it's food, whether it's a Netflix series, or whether it's a song or a whole new album that just came out, there's only a certain amount of thing that lasts in that thing that you can consume, right? Now, music, you can continue to consume because that's the beauty of it. It's an art. It's a creation of creativity. So it's not a perishable good. You know, it's an intangible thing. Food, you consume and it's gone. And guess what? You got to get more food if you want to continue to eat. And I think that's kind of where a lot of people get stuck, and myself included. I feel like with the job that I had and the routine that I had, most importantly, and the goals that I had set for myself that I still have, they were all a culmination of the food that I knew was already going to be on my plate, that I was familiar with and that I could eat, right? And so that's what I was really doing. I was consuming a pattern that I was already accustomed to. You see? So once you're out of a cycle that's brand new, and whatever that is, like, you might even just be in a job that you don't like, that's been bogging you down, and you just kind of know inside and innately that this isn't it. Like, that ain't it, chief. It might be you just broke up with a long-term significant other, and now you feel lost, and you feel like a part of you is missing. You might have lost a family member, and if you have, I'm sorry. I apologize, and I'm sorry for your loss. I wish I could do something. These are all just different examples of shakers in our rhythm and shakers in our patterns, that they're disruptors that disband the normal flow of things and introduces a layer of chaos to the pre-established order that we once had. So take that into consideration, y'all, and give yourself some grace for that, because that's something that I am doing, and like that's something that I haven't historically done. But I tell you what, that's one of the best things I have done and that I continue to do, is just give myself the grace. And like, yes, it's still a battle. Like today, a friend needed me, so I'm going this weekend to help out a friend. And like, even the situation's changed with that. So the level at which he needed me is not as detrimental, I guess, or like as weighted. But the fact that he still needed my help, and the fact that he asked me for my help, period, you know, I'm still down to do it. And I would love for someone else to do that for me as well. So why wouldn't I help him in a time of need, right? Especially when I'm one of the only helps that is readily available at this time that can go do that, something like that. So, you know, hearing that really struck me. It struck a chord with me, and I just felt that deep down in my soul. Like, man, this guy really needs me, so I gotta do it. It was like a call to action, you know? And here I am still. I had all these goals on my agenda, and I did not do a single one. I might have done, like, something from yesterday's agenda, but still. The only thing I had really on my plate today was to go to the dentist office, and I did that. So, like, kudos to me. But this whole month of me just being unemployed, like, the whole entire month is over. And the biggest thing that I learned is that being out of rhythm is not your fault. It really is not your fault. And maybe I might even look to, I'll consider changing the title to include something like that, but being out of rhythm is not your fault. And I thought it was my fault too. And if something is out of your control that happens, and even if something in your control happened, like you cheated or like some, I don't know, you, whatever the case may be, it's a situation that's now out of your control, because it already happened, it already passed, and that moment is gone. That second is never coming. And rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. Rest in peace, Gianna. And rest in peace, everyone else that was on that plane, the helicopter. But that was the biggest wake-up call for me. That we all have a second, you know? We all have a second that's going to be our last second. So we got to spend those seconds in a meaningful and impactful way. And no, you don't have to go move mountains if you don't want to. I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not going to pressure you into doing something you don't want to do. I'm not going to try and fit you into a mold that isn't your shape. What I'm going to do is recommend doing what's best for you. And hopefully, not at your own expense. If you're overweight and you're unhealthy and obese, then please, I encourage you to just consider taking care of yourself, because you're going to end up in an earlier grave. And I'm sorry, obesity is not healthy. There's no such thing as being healthy and obese. Like, it just does not add up. You might be a different degree of unhealthy, or maybe the effects just haven't taken a toll on your body yet. But bodies were not created to support an unnecessary amount of weight. And that, you hear, keyword, unnecessary. Why is it necessary to be overweight? Why is it necessary to put more pressure on your joints and lead into inflammation, make your organs and your heart work harder? Why is that necessary? Give me a good reason. That's ultimately what I want to know. And if you think about hunters and gatherers in the times where humans were nomads and we didn't have homes, being overweight is actually a privilege. And I'm sorry if that's controversial, But it is a privilege, and you're being privileged as heck, because humans in those days, they didn't always have the luxury of going to McDonald's and being able to get food whenever they want and not having to worry about their next meal. Sometimes humans didn't get a next meal, and sometimes humans only lived to be 17 or 20 or 30. Because that's just the time that they lived in. We're so lucky that medicine has come so far to even prolong someone's life when they're unhealthy and they're making unhealthy choices. Like, just consider privilege, right? Because we all have some sort of privilege. And I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're skinny. I don't care if you're fat. You have some sort of privilege. So just analyze that in yourself. If you're American, you have privilege. I'm sorry. Some sort. It's not a contest, right? We're not here to put each other down and say, oh, I have more privilege than you. You have less privilege than me. Except that it happens. Yeah. You do have more privilege than me for X amount of reason that was built upon this system that is out of my control. But I'm not going to let that be the end of my world, is what I'm saying. I'm not going to spend every single day complaining and just being down and negative because of something that's out of my control right now. It really does take a village. It takes a whole entire movement. And I don't think my calling in life is to dedicate my life to that. Like, it might be a part of it. And I'm not saying that I'm putting my head down when there's disparity gaps at all. It's definitely wrong. But I'm not going to expend unnecessary amounts of energy that aren't getting me anywhere. That's just it. Like, I'm sorry. But my energy is important and it's sacred, and you should value your energy as well. And just because someone says or someone thinks that you should be doing this, or you should be doing, you should feel this way, or you should be upset at that, it doesn't matter. You don't need to do anything that anyone says. You don't have to even listen to anything that I'm saying right now. You literally don't. You're allowed to do whatever you want because this is your life. You get to live it. And I'm just here to encourage you to live the best life that you can possible. There's a channel that I love called Freedom and Thought on YouTube. And there was this video called The Crystal Ball. And it was talking about goals and efficiency and like working hard. And so I was like, okay, cool. Like, this is something I definitely want to check out. So I checked it out. And pretty much the video, it gave a parable of this guy who found a crystal ball. And he was able to look at it and see his life. And from looking at it, pretty much like his dad, he was going to school for creative writing and his father did not approve. So he was doing it anyway. And he just wanted assurance that he was on the right path. And I don't blame him. I also want assurance for this. And the crystal ball showed him that he became a New York Times bestselling author. So he was like, all right, that's awesome. That's great. So then he immediately started like turning up and getting drunk and celebrating. And then he looked into the crystal ball the next day. And then he saw that he was homeless. And he was like, oh my gosh, like, this is actually terrible. I don't know if this is because of what I was doing, my actions, and just me turning up unnecessarily. Like, I don't want to get too much out of my own control, so like, I'm just gonna stop. And then he saw that he needed to continue working and writing, so then he dedicated like 16 hours and I mean, that is a lot, and it is kind of, it's not necessary. You don't have to do that. Like, I've never even done that myself. Work 16 hours straight on something that is only for me. Like, you know, like, that's a little excessive, in my opinion. And wow, I just feel like I had deja vu. But he was working, and then he saw, oh, and he also had a girlfriend at the time too. So his girlfriend was calling him, and then he was ignoring it. He was working. So then he looked in the crystal ball, and then he saw that he was alone, and that like his girlfriend was pretty much like depressed and everything. So he realized, like, oh, that's wrong of me. I'm giving too much time to my work, so I need to go give time to my loved one. So he went and went to go do that. And then so now his routine became working and spending time with his loved one. But because of this routine, he was doing it so much, he was eating fast food all the time. He was eating pizza. He was eating, you know, just junk, the food that's not the best for us. And then he looked in the crystal ball again, and he saw that he was having a checkup, and a doctor was pointing at his chest. And then the crystal ball evaporated the image, and then it flashed to another image where he was in a grave, and it had a tombstone, and he died at like 38, maybe even 35. I think it actually was 35. And so he was like, oh my God, I don't, like, why would I work all this and do all this and grind? And, like, why would I do all this if I'm just going to die at 35 years old? Like, that's no time at all. So then he changed his diet immediately. And the moral of the story is that a good life is really a balance, right? And the world is a stage. That's one of William Shakespeare's, like, most notable quotes. And I think that's from Much Ado About Nothing. The world is a stage, and we all have different parts that we play in different scenes. And so one day, like, if you're someone that just graduated right now, guess what? Your role is to be a recent graduate and to figure out how you got to perform, you know, to put on your role well, how to fit it, and how to excel and how to captivate, right? If you're 40 years old and you have a family, congratulations. Your role is to be a parent and to be a leader in your family. And so, like, you just got to act that part. You got to play that part. And we all have different roles, and our roles change. And that's the beauty of it. But the important part is to make sure we're balancing these roles at the same time, because that's only one part, right? What makes a whole entire... The reason plays work is because it's from the bottom up, right? So the role itself is captivating. The environment in which the play is being acted on is captivating. And the clothing, everything that goes into painting the picture, that's captivating as well. So those three things, that's how you were able to escape. And that's how you're really able to be in the moment, right? Those ingredients are what make films and plays and any sort of entertainment succeed. Because the goal is to take your attention away from the outside world and to only be completely inside of yourself. So all these things have to be in balance. And in some sort, like, balance doesn't mean equal. It doesn't always mean 33.33333, you know, or 50-50, or 25-25-25-25. Balance can be 20-80, or it can be 60-40, or it can be 10-30-60, you know, like, it doesn't have to always be so perfect. And that's okay. But I think we need to be aware of these things. Because if you let your health get out of check, then now you're harming yourself, right? And it's like, you can't be perfect. Like, there's no such thing as perfect, and there never will be. But you can try to be the best version of yourself, and there's no excuse to not try. Like, that's all I ever say. That's all I ever believe in. That's all I ask. And trust me, like, I came a long way. For y'all that have been here for the long haul, y'all have seen the evolution of who I've become as a person, how I even believe and just working hard. You can see, because I used to be someone that was so much affected by toxic working and toxic hustle culture. I was someone that was plagued by that mindset. And I was thinking that I was inadequate if I wasn't doing something that was extreme or not even extreme, but just significant or noteworthy. And I definitely don't want to just be forgotten about. I want to have a legacy and I want to continue on as long as I can. I feel like that's the most amazing part. Like, yeah, life is amazing, but like when you see the legacy, it's just like, wow, the legacy that people have. Like, we're still talking about Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. We're still talking about Gandhi. We're still talking about Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King. We're still talking about Aretha Franklin and Michael Jackson. We're talking about B.B. King and, you know, like these founders of, and they don't even always have to be founders of something that hasn't been done before, but they're founders of themselves in finding out who they are as a person. They founded B.B. King. They founded Aretha Franklin. They founded Martin Luther King Jr. So I'm just encouraging you to find yourself and found yourself, like, because you matter and you're able to do anything that you put your mind to, and you're able to be whatever it is you want to be. I just really, really, really hope that whatever it is just not at the expense of you. Like, just please don't compromise yourself. I never beg, but I'm just really, really, really pleading with you. Please put yourself first and put what's best for you first. I'm not saying be selfish. I'm not saying don't care about other people. Please have yourself in check first before you try and do something else, or before you just put yourself in an even worse situation or even deeper hole to get out of than what you started with in the first place. I feel like life is hard, right? But it doesn't mean that you have to make it harder. We can all do things to make life easier for ourselves. And all right, someone might be saying, oh, Alex, you're so cocky, you're such an asshole, you're so privileged that you're living at home and you have unemployment, so you don't have to work, and yeah, you don't have to pay bills the same that I do, you don't have all this. Dude, it's not about what I do and don't have, right? If I could, I would purchase everything that I want right now. And that's not even a lot. But the reason I don't do that, the reason I'm not buying clothes every week, every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, every 4 weeks, every month, every 2 months, the reason why I'm not buying video games, the reason why I'm not just doing things that might make potential liabilities for myself is because there are potential liabilities for myself. The reason why I don't have a $500 car note is because I don't want a $500 car note a month. I'm not going to go get a 2020 car. Like, did you ask yourself that before you decided to get upset at me for what I'm saying? Did you forget that you got a 2020 car and that you don't need that? Well, you're not going to tell me what I can't have, and I want that car. Okay. All right. That's cool. That car makes you happy. That car makes you feel good. That's awesome. I'm all for feeling good about yourself and treating yourself and enjoying life. But if that car payment is the reason why you can't eat, and the car payment is the reason why you complain, and the car payment is the reason why life is so hard for you, well, I don't have sympathy, and I'm sorry. And I never will. I might have sympathy that you're not giving the best for yourself. That's what I might be. I might have sympathy for your best self, and the fact that you are not presently caring enough for that version of yourself that could happen someday. But I'm not going to care for the person that doesn't care about that person. I'm not. You can make a decision in life that is easier on yourself, and you can change your perspective. Simple, right? And that's what we say, right? A lot of people say, oh, well, you know, it's simple, but it's not easy. Well, if something's simple, that means it's not complex. So what does complex mean? Complex means there's a lot of components that go into it. Complexity usually comes with difficulty to understand, a learning curve, right? It comes with continued application of chipping away at the knowledge, right? Chipping away at the tree to ingrain that, whatever that is, into yourself so that it's no longer foreign and that it's second nature. Well, simple is the exact opposite, right? There's a learning curve with simple, but simple comes with confidence, right? It comes with confidence that, okay, well, this person's telling me it's simple and I like this person and I trust them. Then I can do the same because they're not anything different than what I am. We're equal, right? Okay, great. Simple comes with quickness in picking something up as well. So less time spent in the unknown, in the darkness, right? It means enlightenment comes faster. Simple also means that you should be at some point able to easily repeat it. And I'm sorry to use that word easy there, but that's what I feel like. I feel like simple translates into easy at some point. And the things that are out of your control that aren't easy, hey, I'm not going to say ever. You need to look at that as easier or like something, or don't feel bad about yourself. Like, I have things in my life that are out of my control that aren't easy too. I just decided to be easygoing about it. And that's helping me. So if anything that I said offended you, you know, that wasn't my intention. I'm not here to write prescriptions that fit every single person because I realized that doesn't work. Like, that just doesn't happen. There's no one size fits all bill. There's one size fits all hats, but even times, though, like, those don't fit, you know? And the worst part about one size fits all a lot of times is that you can't adjust it. Like, so that's not my intention at all. My intention is not to make it seem like I have all the answers. My intention is not to seem like you need to listen to me or that I'm this wise, great chieftain. No. I'm coming to you as a newbie, as a student, as someone that's learning and someone that's implementing things in myself and is getting trial and error. That's getting, okay, this works and this doesn't. And okay, how can I try this? And I'm trying to expose you to the benefits that of things that I've done in my life that I just see could potentially help, because that's all I want to do. All I want to do is help. That's it. And it's just a shame that sometimes it's easier to run away from our problems or make it seem like we can't beat them or that they overpower us, or we can be the most unstoppable person and 9,000 things, but that 9,000 in first thing, oh man, no, that's too much. And you know, I need to get prescription. I need to get medication to help me with that, or there's no other way around it. That's the only way. Why is it the only way? Like, why does it have to be the only way? Why does it have to be black or white when there's so many different shades of gray? Those have beauty in them too. And I just would really hate for anyone to live life and not be open to anything at all, because there's so much. That's the majesty and the beauty and the marvel of life in the world that we live in, is that anything is really possible. And a human being able to just fly, sure, that might be impossible. Who knows? Who knows if 40 years down the road, someone creates some sort of electronic or some sort of technology that we can install in ourselves that makes us more like Deus Machina, and we can get jets in our feet or something? Like, I don't know. But why not? Instead of asking why, like, how come we don't ask why not enough? And don't get me wrong, why is an important question. Why is that's the foundation, that's the beginning. That's childlike in the sense of curiosity. I feel like if you don't ask why, then I strongly encourage you to ask why and to stop taking things as they are, because you'll just begin to you'll see that so many things are not as concrete as you once thought they were, and that so many things just don't appear. So many things are not as they appear to be. So many people are not as stable as they appear to be, or as happy as they appear to be. Like, there's just so many smoke, so many mirrors, so many rooms where there's smoke in the mirrors, right? And we're seeing facades. That's the biggest thing that I've learned, really, is to just be open to anything that can come. And don't feel like you have to have it all figured out. I don't have everything all figured out. I know what I love to do, but I haven't been doing what I love to do. And for various reasons. Why? Okay, here's one. Practicing the guitar means, for me, in my head right now, it's work of repeating something. Repeating something that's monotonous, right? Learning these scales and this and that. And doing the same thing over again, and knowing that me practicing means that I don't have it under my belt, so then that makes me mad. That's the wrong way of me going about it. And yes, that's how I've been looking at it for the whole, like, this whole month of January, honestly, since I've been unemployed and just trying to figure out, okay, well, how much urgency do I need to put in finding a job? And like, I just couldn't figure it out. And that's why I consulted with so many outside people. And I became so distant from who I am and so dissonant from who I was and from who I am as a person, too, because I wasn't in the same environment that was reinforcing who I was. I'm in a new environment. And yeah, I'm still waking up in my house. Yes, that's the same environment. Ha ha ha. But I'm in a new environment because I've never been unemployed before. I've never been let go from a job that was involved in a Ponzi scheme. And I feel for all my coworkers that are in worse positions, that don't have health insurance, that have families, and that need to take care of rent payments, and they still haven't found a job, or they still haven't gotten unemployment, or they haven't even qualified for it. That breaks my heart, and it makes me feel guilty for being in the situation that I'm in right now. Because I didn't ask to be in the situation I'm in right now, and no one did. No one asked for it. If you're in a situation that you're in that you asked for, then kudos to you. Like, honestly, that's amazing. I hope it was everything that you asked for, but I'm just going to go out on a limb and just say that it probably wasn't. And that's cold hard truth. I'm sorry. I don't believe it is. And yes, I have goals that I strive for myself that I will achieve. And I will get back in my rhythm. I will get back on my flow. And I won't be second guessing myself again. Ever again. But I know that once I get to where I want to be, yes, there's parts that are going to change drastically and tremendously, and I'm going to be so appreciative, thankful, and grateful that I'm finally there and that I arrived. But there's still going to be days where I don't feel happy and I don't feel 100% grateful, and I don't feel like you just need reminders of why you appreciate something in the first place. That's inevitable, and it's bound to happen, and it doesn't make you a terrible person for it. That's something else that I've realized. Like, no matter how hard you try, at the end of the day, honestly, just the way that life is set up, you're going to get lost in some sort of aspect in your life where you're not going to be able to focus on the things around you all the time. Something is going to happen that is outside of your control. It's just how this world works. So instead of focusing on it, and for all y'all, the Power of Now readers, and the those who have understood the importance of being present, I got it tattooed on me. You know, that was a lesson that it took. That was a hard lesson that it took one of my best friends passing away for me to truly realize, oh my gosh, working all day is not it. It's not it. And I'm still just trying to cultivate the mindset that I need to make me feel better about myself and to feel better in life. But there's always going to be ups and downs. That's just it. The power of now is being able to snap back in that moment. When you're able to realize that the things that are outside of your control that were getting to you are outside of your control. And you're able to focus and you're able to say, okay, whatever this is, I'm not going to worry about it because it's outside of my control. I'm going to do as much as I can to control that situation. But I'm not going to get upset if something happens where it is outside of my control. And yes, I just don't want to say things where it's easier said than done. Like, I feel like that might even be the inevitable. I'm sorry, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be cliche. I don't want to say anything that's insensitive or anything. There's situations where it's harder to be positive all the time. But did you try, though? Like, you know, we always say as a meme, when someone's bad at driving, but did you die, though? No. But did you try, though? That's what I'm talking about. Did you try? Yeah, you can make an argument up and down, left and right. Yeah. You can't invalidate my feelings, and I'm allowed to feel down and this and that, and I got diagnosed with this, or this happened to me, so I'm gonna feel this way, and like, you didn't experience that. Yes, I feel for you. My heart hurts for you. But did you try? And if your answer is to get upset at me even more, or to just get upset, period, or to shut down and walk away, then that's enough. That's enough right there. You know, that answers everything. If you don't have something to lose, then ask yourself, should you try? And if you really don't see that you have anything to lose. If you have 5 kids and you're living check to check as it is, and you say, hey, you know, I really want to be an entrepreneur and I want to have my own company selling sneakers. I'm not saying that's impossible, because I don't believe that anything's really impossible. But if it's at the cost of your family being in a worse off spot, And like, if you're just making things harder, it just goes back to making things harder than what it has to be. Excuse me. You don't have to make it harder than what it has to be at all. And if anything, that's just harming you and your family. Did you try maybe starting off just making one shoe, or like just setting a regiment, doing it a couple hours a night, or setting aside a weekend and working all day on the weekends? Like, just take baby steps, man. Baby steps. Shout out Zaire and his wife, because they told me baby steps and short breaths. Every step is progress. And they actually said, baby steps and short breaths. Every step is progress. That really is. Don't short the baby steps. That's still moving and is better than not moving at all. So I'm glad I got to get that off my chest. I feel like this was a brilliant episode. Yes, I'm going to be happy and proud of what I just created. Yes, I've been feeling down on myself because I haven't been in the routine of teaching myself music every day and getting better at that and doing something. I've been doing something every day. I've had maybe 2 or 3 days where I was spending majority of my time consuming, but I've been creating and doing things, and I haven't been giving myself credit. I haven't been giving myself grace, and it hasn't been looking like how I thought it would look, and that's okay. I just suck sometimes, and I gotta remember that, like, I gotta be kind to myself, and that's just human nature. We focus on the negative things because it's easier to do that. And I was actually listening to someone speak on how just negativity and fear of the unknown, it attracts us unconsciously because we don't know what's going to happen. So even though we don't know what's going to happen, we like that mystery. That's why nice guys finish last, cliche, right? When it comes to women, because a lot of women know that things could work out. And, oh, well, if I'm with this person, then I kind of can already see what that looks like. And I don't like that. That kind of scares me. So I don't want to do that. If anything, I want to go in the unknown because I don't know what that is. And it gives me less pressure and responsibility and less accountability if, you know, things are going right and I need to do something about it to improve myself. No, I'm not categorizing every woman. I'm not categorizing every anything. That's just how I've been in my own experience, and that's what I'm able to see in others and in others' experiences as well. And I am a nice guy, and I have finished last before, but I'm done finishing last. I'm just finishing. That's, we all finish at some point when we enter the grave, right? So it's about the marathon, and it's about the progress, and it's about the run. How are we running in this marathon? Are we sprinting and hurting ourselves and fatiguing ourselves? Or are we pacing, being kind to ourselves, and doing what's best for ourselves? You know, just be kind to yourself, and please, I'm telling you, it'll get better. It will get better. And if you shape your mindset to want to get better, then you will get better. I mean, that I don't see why it wouldn't, especially if you want to get better. So thank you for coming to my TED Talk. I invite you all to my real TED Talk that I will have someday, soon come. I invite y'all all to come see me in real life. When I do have my TED Talk, this is my phone TED Talk. I hope you all got something out of it. I hope some of it resonated with you. And I hope that you have some sort of revelation from this. And if I was able to even create a thought that you haven't thought in a long time or for yourself, then I'm extremely honored and I'm extremely grateful and I'm extremely happy. Seriously. Because that's amazing. Even when I looked at my last episode I just published and I got 11 plays, I was like, wow, like, who are these 11 people? Like, please, if you're listening to my podcast, reach out to me. That might be the only time I beg. Please reach out to me and just let me know that you're getting something out of it. Just let's have these conversations and, like, let's grow together. Let's just do something and connect and be a part of this crazy, loopy world, and let's try and figure it out together, because together is all we have. And I feel like it's unfair to put all that responsibility on ourselves when we could help each other out. So, with that being said, thank y'all once again for coming to my TED Talk. Thank y'all for tuning in as always. Let me know if there's anything that you ever want me to speak on, if you want to be on this podcast, whatever the situation may be. I'm here for it. And I'm thankful for every second that I have here, and I hope that you are as well. Continue to build the life that you want to live. And just continue believing that you can do anything that you want, you can do anything that you put your mind to, and that you deserve the best. So, hey, I appreciate y'all. Stay safe. I wish y'all many blessings. And I'll see y'all in the next episode. Peace.